Ellis Hunt, elected the new Florida Citrus Commission chairman Wednesday, addresses major citrus industry issues.
The largest thing, we've got to deal with this HLB so we can turn around and get our production back up. And it amazes me, being a lifelong citrus grower, that we continue to need to educate people about the nutritious values of orange juice. We've got natural sugars versus high fructose corn syrup and food coloring and carbonation. There's so many drinks on the market that we need to just keep reminding people of the health benefits and the wellness benefits, especially in the wintertime, to drink orange juice and eat fresh fruit. So that's an ongoing main focus for the department. Also, defending false accusations whenever they may pop up from time to time from some rogue doctors. We need to always be vigilant on our PR campaign, but promoting that wellness message, nutrition message, and this continuing to right-size the department, waiting for the turnaround and the increase in our production.
You made some comments about we need a certain level of production to maintain our infrastructure.
Yes, we sure do. You know, we're reaching a level where some more small processors will have to go. Probably some more small packing houses will have to go. You know, and as our production drops, there's a critical level, which none of us know exactly what that is. We have to maintain in order to keep all of our allied industries, all of our fertilizer salesmen and plants and chemical salesmen and plants, tractor dealers, you know, everybody. There's a vast, vast economic trickle-down effect that this industry provides, and we're all codependent on each other, and we do not want to start losing major components of our industry. So we need to rapidly find this bottom and turn this thing around, and we're looking forward to the scientists backed by our legislators and their funding to get us the tools. We should have some things coming out in several months, some new bactericides. We're looking forward to that. Anything, any tool we can get quickly is what all growers are waiting for.
Hunt also discusses abandoned groves.
Especially up in our central Florida area where it's a checkerboard. A lot of people don't realize it's only 10 and 20 acre growers up here, and there's hundreds and thousands of them. And people assume when they ride down a road that maybe that's one or two big growers. That's not true in Central Florida. So unfortunately, as these small growers' productions drop and they go out of business, then maybe they cannot afford to push that 10 or 20. And that's right next to a grower that wants to replant. And we've got to address this, because I don't believe we're going to be successful with our current methods of production planting a brand new grove next to one or two abandoned groves. We've got to immediately address how can we incentivize and solve this issue of abandoned groves if we want to move forward. I believe it's much easier down south in large plantings with good neighbors.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.